Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald about upcoming events this holiday season and the challenge grant they received for the former Wingas Cafe building. This is part two of a two-part interview.
The other thing we're bringing back this year is the letter mailbox. The elves contacted us from the North Pole and said, hey, you know, that was really successful. So if your child would like to write a letter to Santa, we'll have a big red mailbox that will appear in Central Park on that weekend of Thanksgiving. And it will disappear on the 19th of December, which is a Sunday. Any letters that have gone into that mailbox that have a return address and a name attached to them will get a letter back from the North Pole. We've been guaranteed before Christmas.
This is the fifth year of your Lights of Love program, which is a great way for those who want to honor a loved one who've passed. The holidays really can serve as a time to look back and look at who might not be sitting at the dinner table. And it's a fundraiser, of course, for Main Street, too. I believe registration is completed.
Yes, we are completely sold out. We have 60 trees that we purchase annually that we sell for $100. And $100 of that is a tax-deductible donation to the program. We have never, ever sold out this fast. I have a handful of trees usually at Thanksgiving. I do not this year. And I reached out to our supplier and said, hey, can we get more trees? And they said no. So we are sold out for the year, unfortunately. If someone listening is interested in getting a tree for a loved one for next year, we are taking pre-registrations for 2022. We order those trees in July, and then they come Thanksgiving weekend. So we're planning 6 months out in advance. So if someone is interested, that just gives us a better number of what we could order for the following year. But we have a lot of new names this year, which is wonderful and awful all at the same time. I mean, you feel for families that have lost someone in the last year that are purchasing a tree. But at the same time, it really lights up the square, and it adds a lot to the holidays for downtown.
Will this be the largest number of trees then that the Lights of Love have had around?
No, we've had 60 trees the last couple of years, but this is the fastest they've sold ever. Yeah. I mean, really, it's kind of incredible how quickly they went.
In terms of other things that have been going on lately for Main Street Washington, you recently received a very big piece of good news recently with receiving a challenge grant. How did it feel to get that news?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's always exciting to get the phone call. We find out a little earlier than we're allowed to say, just so we're prepared. But, you know, it's a $100,000 grant that's bringing a brand new restaurant to our community. And that's not just a brand new build, but like reopening a vacant space that has been sitting in our square. And I'm excited to see that progress happen. They're ready to go whenever they're ready to go. I mean, the contracts are signed and it's construction time. So that's really exciting.
The Santoros have owned the building for almost coming up on a year and have kind of already been starting work there at the former Wingas Cafe. And I'm sure a lot of people are really excited to see such a standout building get to see new life.
Right. And that's what the challenge grants are really wonderful for. And it's what we've been really successful in receiving them in the past is those iconic spaces that activate vacant areas. And not even vacant areas, I guess. We had one with Frontier that redid the facade. That's a huge impact. And we had one with Cafe Dodici a few years ago for their overnight suites on the second floor. That's brought visitors to our community that then activate our square. It's a good program that Main Street Iowa is very fortunate to have. And we're really lucky that the state legislature continues to support it because it has brought a huge economic impact to many Main Street communities across the state, not just our own.
So this is the third challenge grant Washington's received?
This is the fifth.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So we've had two others. One where Central Park Antiques and Boxcar Treasure is now, which was the 24/7 gym, which was when the project was done, it was Goodwill. I think Goodwill had just moved out, and they removed the slip cover from the building and opened the windows back up on the second floor, which is now the loft apartments. Mm-hmm. The other one was to the Triune building, which is on South Marion, and it was for a lot of structural work, tuck pointing, roof work, etc., some windows, I think. And that building is still in progress, but it did definitely open it up and clean it up quite a bit.
a lot of great improvements that Main Street Washington has been a part of for the downtown area. Mm-hmm. And we're actually heading towards the end of the year. I guess any final words you want to say as we get near wrapping up this one and into 2022?
You know, shameless plug, Main Street's a nonprofit. We work to support our community, to build places that people want to live and do business. And so we're always open to new investors coming to us. So if you need an end of year tax write-off, we will happily help you out with that. But we are funded by our businesses and by our investors. So if you have ideas for projects too, we'd love to have more volunteers with energy and passion for our community who want to get out there and see major change in our community. So give me a call.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald about upcoming events this holiday season and the challenge grant they received for the former Wingas Cafe building. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.